Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Teresa and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation that lives the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Ephesians 4. So let's just dive right in. It says, "Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live a manner worthy of the call that you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to persevere, to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ." And as we're reading this, so this is one of St. Paul's letters, and this one is to the Ephesians, and it's actually written while he is in prison. It is to believe potentially while he was imprisoned in Rome after one of his missionary journeys. There were three in total. And we see St. Paul encouraging the people of Ephesus, and he is speaking to the fact that there is trial, but a reminder to be living in a way that's worthy of the call that Christ has given them. And he doesn't beat around the bush. He says that there is hardship, but Jesus has given us these virtues to live out the way of life that he has called us to live. And as I was reflecting on this passage this morning, I was reminded that sometimes I forget the call that I have received. Sometimes I get really caught up in the day-to-day things that need to be done, because it feels like there's always this pace of going and going and going. And especially here at Damascus, I work in food services, and so sometimes you can get lost in like, okay, we're ordering food again, and we're placing this order. But at the same token, it's like, hey, Jesus, why did I say yes to this? Why am I doing this work? And, you know, at core value, it's to feed the children that come, but it's so that they are nourished and they're not distracted by hunger while they are encountering Jesus in adoration or playing on activities, and know that they can come to the dining hall and it's a place of consistency and joy and love and welcoming. And so I was like, hey, Jesus, this is good. This is a good reminder that I can pause and ask you why I'm doing the things I'm doing, because then they have more meaning and I'm more encouraged to keep running in the call that you have given me. And I think in our day-to-day lives, there are a lot of roles. There are mothers and fathers who are raising the domestic church. There are youth ministers who are reaching the youth in a particular way and creating and cultivating community and encounter for them. There are teachers who are educating the youth. There are, you know, mission fields that just as your neighbors, talking to the people that you live next to, ministering to the poor. There are so many diverse ways that we can be called to serve the kingdom of God, and not one of them is greater or less than the other. They're all vitally important. And we see that here at the end of this excerpt from Ephesians. When St. Paul is talking about the body of Christ, he says that Jesus gave some as apostles, as prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry. And so there are a number of different roles and calls that the Lord can give us. And it is good that we all have different ones, because together we carry the Christian body. And I think we hear this body of Christ, this term, kind of tossed around a lot, but and we hear it in scripture again, where we see that, you know, the eye and the ear and the leg of a human body, actually it is hard for them to function alone. When they are all working in unity, that's when we're excelling at our best. And likewise with the Christian body, Jesus is the head. He's the one that guides us and leads us. But each of us play a particular role that helps to carry that body. And when we're all fulfilling that mission, that particular mission the Lord has given us, then we're all able to run forward. And so I was struck by the gratitude that the Lord put in my heart for people who serve as teachers. A number of friends have moved on from missionary program and are now serving in the school district as leaders there. And it's like, okay, all of the lesson plans and all of the preparation and the papers that you read and grade, all of the things that might be unseen, it's actually so necessary for the world that they're good teachers and mothers and fathers. There's so much unseen work that goes into parenting. I was with a group of women recently who were rejoicing over their kids having all gone through college and now they're moving on to the full-time workforce. I was like, that's such a victory. Like, you're sending saints out into the world. And so when we see all of these roles work together, we see the kingdom move forward and flourish. And so I pray that you receive encouragement, that you have an impact in the role that God has given you. And thank you for tuning in to this reflection this morning. And we look forward to seeing you soon. God bless.